This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. The University of Colorado is under pressure to fire a controversial professor. Ward Churchill wrote an essay saying the September 11th terrorist attacks were retribution for the United States' aggressive foreign policy in the Middle East. He added that many of the stockbrokers and bond traders who died were not innocent because, as he wrote, they were at the heart of America's global financial empire. The university now finds itself in the middle of a nationwide debate over academic freedom and free speech on college campuses. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver.
The Churchill controversy brought out passions not usually seen at a University of Colorado Board of Regents meeting. When Regents passed a resolution launching a 30-day investigation into whether Churchill should be fired, students in the audience reacted angrily.
All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
The clapping and shouts grew louder as police wrestled a particularly noisy protester to the ground. Two people were arrested, and one student declared that a new era of McCarthyism had begun. Students say academic freedom and free speech are at risk at the University of Colorado. Law professor Barbara Bentliff heads the faculty assembly at Colorado's Boulder campus, where Churchill is a professor.
This is really a classic example of the academic freedom debate, because this is very pure political speech. It's controversial, it contravenes the prevailing sentiment in this country, and yet it vividly expresses a position that must be heard in order to give us a full and fair debate of the issues.
This debate is not limited to the Colorado campus. For example, just last month, critics called on Harvard University President Larry Summers to resign. Speaking at a conference, he suggested one reason for the underrepresentation of women in math and science could be biological differences between the sexes. Professor Robert Post monitors academic freedom controversies at the Yale Law School. He says academic freedom can be thought of as a contract between professors and the owners of a university. In the Colorado case, that's the public.
And the contract is something like, you give us academic freedom, and in return, we create for you new forms of knowledge.
Post says academic freedom gives faculty the right to research, teach, and talk publicly about potentially unpopular concepts without the risk of losing their jobs. But these days, a lot of universities have speech codes that bar students and professors from saying some things considered offensive, and pressure from outside the university can squelch free speech. In Professor Ward Churchill's case, three colleges have canceled his speaking engagements in the past week because of death threats. But Robert Post says academic freedom is not an unlimited right. The speech in question must be scholarly and competent.
Academic freedom is not the freedom to be incompetent. If one is incompetent, then one goes beyond the boundaries of academic freedom.
But who judges competency? Post says it's a professor's colleagues, not the general public. That belief is not putting off several of Colorado's leading politicians. They've called Churchill everything from inept to un-American, and they want him gone. U.S. Senator Wayne Allard says the professor has brought dishonor to the university and the state.
I think that he's had an easy enough ride on taxpayer dollars and hasn't appreciated, and I think he needs to go.
Colorado's Governor Bill Owens also wants Churchill fired. Fellow conservative David Horowitz has some advice for Allard and Owens.
Back off.
Horowitz has long criticized universities for being too far to the left and has campaigned for more conservative professors on American campuses. But he's also a proponent of academic freedom, and he says Churchill should not be fired.
If universities weren't perceived as, you know, left-wing monopolies, I think that the American public would support even having extremists on the faculty.
The University of Colorado has asserted its commitment to academic freedom throughout this controversy. It's begun the process of reviewing Churchill's speeches and writings to determine if he's a scholar who professes unpopular ideas or is simply inept. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Other conversations about free speech are at npr.org.